Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Please allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and praise you. We exalt you. We magnify you. And Lord, I'm praying right now, Lord, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. So, my friends, I'm excited about this evening's expository teaching. We're going to be in the book of 1 Peter chapter 3. And we're going to do our best to expound verses 7 through 12. So, my question is, did you bring your Bibles? Amen. So, let's turn there right now. Praise God. Praise God. And then I'm going to go ahead and get the screen ready for us. Praise God. Praise God. Let's go here. Yes. And here. And here we go. Yes, I've entitled this evening's message, Turn from Evil and Do Good. Turn from evil and do good. My friends, before we get into the study this evening, as we can see clearly, our culture has turned our nation upside down. Whatever is done evil in the nation, it's portrayed as doing good. And whatever doing good is portrayed, it's practically evil. Well, the scripture tells us that in the last days, evil will be thought of as good and good as evil. But I want to clarify this evening through the Word of God that we are to turn from our evil and wicked ways. Oh, yes, that's right. Even Christians, by God's grace, but we still have this sinful nature. And there are times when we fall short. There are times when we give in to the flesh. But what I'm so thankful and what I'm so blessed is that we have an advocate, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, that's right. We could run to him and say, God, forgive me. Forgive me of this thing that I've seen or I chose to hear or I've done. And the Bible's clear that if we turn from the evil, hallelujah, God will bless us. It's called obedience unto the voice of God and through the scripture. And we're going to see in 1 Peter chapter 3 that Peter exhorts the audience. He exhorts his day and time and also his application for us today to turn from evil and do good. That's right. That's right. Because as long as we're in this body of flesh, there's a war going on in our members. Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. And I'm not here to put anyone on blast. We all struggle in areas in our life that God's working on. Oh, yes, we're a work in progress. I hope you know that. Praise God. Praise God. And so I'm excited about this Bible study. I know that you're ready to go. So let's go now to 1 Peter chapter 3. And let's expound verses 7 through 12. And it reads, Husbands, likewise dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. Here we go. Verse 8, Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tenderhearted. Be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you are called to do this, that you may inherit a blessing. Praise God. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain from his tongue from evil and let his lips from speaking deceit. Praise God, man. Praise God. Look at this. Verse 11 and 12. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do what? Who do evil. Wow. Wow. All right. So let's break this all down. Let's go back to verse 7. And it goes, husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as the weaker vessel, praise God, and as being heirs together of what? Of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be what? Hindered. Nobody wants to have their prayers hindered. Can I get an amen? You see, saints, just as the wives were to accept authority, so the husbands in the same way were to give honor to their wives. That a husband should treat his wife with understanding implies more than just a kind attitude. It goes deeper, implying that his consideration of his wife is based on his knowledge of her needs, desires, gifts, and abilities. Praise God. A husband who acts on his knowledge of his wife will greatly enrich her life, praise God, as well as his own. This is the explicit message of Paul found in Ephesians chapter 5. Let's go there real quick. Look what Paul wrote in Ephesians 5, 25 through 31. Husbands, say that with me at home. Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of the water of word. Praise God. Look at this. Verse 27, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be what? Holy without blemish. So husbands ought what? To love their own wives as their own bodies. Praise God. He who loves his wife loves himself. Praise God. Look at this in verse 29 through 31. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it. Look at this. Just as the Lord does the church. For we are his members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this reason, a man shall what? Shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. Look at this. And the two shall become one flesh. Praise God. Praise God. You see, saints, while the wife may be weaker than the husband, she is his equal partner. Can I get an amen in the house? In this context, being weaker refers to physical weakness, not to moral, spiritual, or intellectual inferiority. No. Peter used the term not to diminish women, but to build a case for respecting them. Amen. Can I get amen from the men that are watching? Praise God. The men were not to bully their wives physically or sexually like we hear people doing that today. Oh, man, I've had so many marriage counseling, and I'm not going to blast anyone up here. But it got out of hand. Why? Because they didn't have the knowledge and the wisdom of God, let alone possibly not even having the Spirit of God living in them. But this is a day and time where there's lawlessness, there's lasciviousness, there's all kinds of licentiousness everywhere. And so we men, we have to wake up. Learn to love your wife, married man. If you're married, learn to love her. Learn to cherish her. Care for her. Oh, that's right. She is your equal. Oh, yes. We are to lead them. We are to bless them. We are to protect them. We are to honor them. We are to love them and cherish them. Can I get an amen? Praise God. You see, saints, women had less authority in the marriage, so husbands were encouraged to their authority with respect for their wives during this time that this was written. And their authority did not excuse abuse of power. Praise God. Now, while the woman may be weaker, she is also a partner, implying a side-by-side relationship of working together. You see, my friends, a man who respects his wife will protect, honor, and help her. Praise God. Praise God. And guess what? He will stay with her. Oh, that's right. There's people nowadays, even in the church, they're trading in their partners like they're trading in a car. Man, we need to wake up. We need to honor what God has given us. You see, my friends, he will respect her opinions. Praise God. I hope you are. And listen to her advice. Be considerate of her needs and relate to her, both privately and publicly, with love, courtesy, insight, and tact. Praise God. Now, some women have chafed under the biblical assertion that they are weaker and they are to submit to their husbands. Can I get an amen? Submit that he is the authority over the entire family. Praise God. But these women need to remember that they are equal with men in God's eyes. Praise God. Praise God. Even God gave husbands authority in the marriage and family. Saints, wives are equal to their husbands in spiritual privileges and eternal relationships. Praise God. You see, my friends, both men and women who are believers are partners in God's gift of new life. Praise God. And what is that new life? Eternal life. Now, if husbands are not considerate and respectful to their wives, their prayers will not be heard. Wow. Wow. Did you hear that, men? Oh, that's right. God will not hear your prayers if you're mistreating your wife. If men use their position to mistreat their wives, their relationship, my friends, with God will suffer. A man should not expect to have a vital ministry in life or prayer if he is mistreating his wife in any way. Wow. Wow. Be careful how you handle her. Handle her with gentle care. Can I get an amen in the house? Praise God. Praise God. So now, let's move on now. Here we go to verse 8 of 1 Peter chapter 3. Finally, all of you be of what one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers. Be tenderhearted. Be what? Courteous. Praise God. Praise God. You see, saints, in saying finally, Peter was summing up a series of exhortations concerning submission. Peter listed 5 building blocks for unity as Christians lived in their pagan culture. I believe we live in a pagan culture today. Can I get an amen? And these blocks will build relationships among any group of believers. Oh, that's right. Let's look at the first point here, right here. Let's look at these 5 bullet points right now. Look at this. Number one, be of one mind refers to working together for the common goal of spreading the gospel. That's why he brings us together, to spread the gospel, having common attitudes and ideas. Just as different notes from chords to make beautiful harmonies, so different people can live and work together for God. Praise God. Praise God. Let's go look at number 2. Number 2 says, be full of what? Sympathy. Means being willing to share in others' needs and being responsive to their feelings. Having sensitivity and compassion toward others. Praise God. Praise God. Now, let's look at point number 3. Loving one another means loving fellow Christians, brothers and sisters in Christ. Now, the Greek word is what? Philadelphos, referring not only to family love, but to the special love that should draw all Christians together. Praise God. That's right. It's the same word used here in the Greek. Praise God. Now, let's look at point number 4. To have tender hearts means to be conscious of others' needs, but includes a drive to alleviate the need in some way. Look at that. Believers ought to be deeply touched and moved by the hurts, pain, needs, and joys of fellow believers, and then act to help them. Oh, that's right. Not just in the marriage, but to each other, one another, especially in the body of Christ. There are needs. Can I get an amen? In the body. And we need to help them in any which way we can, saints of God. You see, they should be affectionate and sensitive, quick to give emotional support. Oh, that's right. Let's look at our 5th point right up here. Look at this. To have humble minds means an honest estimate of oneself before God. Humility does not negate one's own worth or abilities, nor does it inflate them. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed to know that, saints? Oh, that's right. So blessed. You see, instead, a humble Christian can honestly view his or her characteristics and abilities with thankfulness to God. Humble people can encourage one another and rejoice in each other's success. Praise God. Oh, that's right. Look what James says right up here in James 4:10. Humble yourselves. Say that with me at home. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will what? Lift you up. Praise God. How many want to be lifted up by God? Listen, I'd rather be lifted up by God than man. Because man can lift you up and then drop you. Man can be your friend and then walk away from you. Man can marry one another, meaning man and woman, and then submit a certificate of divorce. But see, not with God. We just need to stay humble before God, and He will lift us up. He will keep us on that straight and narrow path that God calls. That broad is the way to destruction, but narrow is the path that finds everlasting life. Praise God. So let's move on now to verse 9 in 1 Peter chapter 3. Not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing. Knowing what? Knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. Praise God. Praise God. Inherit a blessing. Saints, after describing how Christians should act toward one another, Peter described how they should act toward those in the pagan culture, a culture that would soon, if it hadn't already, become very hostile toward them. And this culture that we live in is hostile to us right now. Oh, yes. And so, my friends, while it would be most natural to repay evil for evil and to retaliate, Jesus had taught and exemplified otherwise. Praise God. Oh, I know it hurts. I know it hurts when you have loved ones that evil has been committed upon them. Some can even be brutally beaten, shot and stabbed and things in that nature. And we want revenge. The flesh wants revenge. But as a Christian, we got to take heed to the words of Jesus. Because Jesus knew how to fix our hearts when we would be filled with outrage and revenge and be vengeful. Let's look what God says in His Word. Look at this. In Matthew 5, 38 through 42, look at this. You have heard it was said. Let's read that again. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you not to resist an evil person. But whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. Wow. Wow, that's pretty tough right there. Look at this. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks you, and from him who wants to borrow from you, do not what? Turn away. You see, my friends, God always has answers for us. Look what He says in chapter 5, verse 43 through 45. Look at this. You have heard it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, look what Jesus is saying now. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Wow. Look at verse 45. That you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For He makes His sun rise on the evil and on the good. And sends rain on the just and the unjust. Wow. Wow, my friends. You see, my friends, believers, we're not to retaliate, but we're to pay them back with a blessing. Believers' speech should always be characterized by blessings. Can I get an amen? Never curses, but blessings. Refers to more than words of kindness. It's actions at work, saints of God. And the spiritual sense of the word refers to believers offering the gospel to those who persecute them. That's right. Give them the gospel as they persecute you. This is what God wants. He wants them to do, and He would want, bless us. We need to do these things. Why? Because He would bless us for the effort. Amen. Amen. You know why? Because those enemies that we think they are, down the road, he calls them to be saints, like he did with us. How many of us were wayward? How many of us were living rebellious lives? And he had grace and mercy. Praise God. Well, we have to find that same heart that God has toward them, like he had for us. Praise God. You see, my friends, believers still may be persecuted, but they can depend on God's blessings, whether physical or spiritual. Praise God. Praise God. So, with that said, let's move on now to verse 10 in 1 Peter chapter 3. Look at this. And it reads, "For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit." Did you catch that, saints of God? Did you catch that? There should be never cursing. Hallelujah. You see, saints, after describing how Christians should act toward one another, Peter described how they should act toward those in the pagan culture, a culture that would soon, if it hadn't already, become hostile toward them, and it did. And while it be most natural to repay evil for evil and to retaliate, Jesus had taught and exemplified them all. Praise God. Aren't you so blessed? Praise God. Look, I want you to see this scripture that I found in 1 Thessalonians 5:21 through 22. Look at this. "Test all things, hold fast what is good, abstain from every," say that with me at home, "from every form of evil." Praise God. Praise God. Look what else I found in Colossians 3 and 5 to correlate with this. "Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is what? Idolatry." Wow, wow. You see, saints, believers were not to retaliate, but to pay them back with a blessing. Praise God. And we talked about that. Always characterize blessings, never curses, but blessing refers to more than just words, as I mentioned. It's action. You see, my friends, the spiritual sense of the word refers to believers offering the gospel to those who persecute us. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Listen, believers still may be persecuted, but they can depend on God's blessings. How many of you can honestly say that God has blessed you beyond comprehension? That God, hallelujah, through your obedience, praise God, has blessed your life, has went before you, has defeated many enemies in your life. I'm here to let you know that if God be for you, who could be against you? Praise God. Praise God. Greater is he that lives inside of us than he that's in the world. Praise God. Listen, my friends, we do not have to act like the world. We do not have to be like the world. There's nothing to emulate there, because God drew us out of the world, meaning out of darkness, into his marvelous light. And God has given us a new nature, a nature to praise him, to glorify him, to magnify him, to lift him up, hallelujah, and to testify what God has done in your life and my life. Aren't you so blessed that he saved us for such a time as this, so that we could be a light beacon, hallelujah, to our lost family? And many of us have many family members that are not serving God. But don't give up. Don't give up hope. Praise God. Because the same condition that they're in right now, we were in that same condition, and someone was praying for you, somebody was praying for me. Praise God. Praise God. Now, let's go to verse 11. Let's go back to the word here. Oh, let's finish Colossians 3, 5 through 10. "Therefore, put to death your members, which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry." We just covered that. Look at this. "Because of these things," look at this, "the wrath of God is coming on the sons of disobedience." See, they have their day in court. This is why we got to pull them out of the fire. This is why we got to help them, saints. Look at verse 7. "In which you yourself once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these things: anger and wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth." Praise God. Praise God. Look at this. "Do not lie to one another, since you have what? put up the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Wow, saints of God, what a blessing, what a blessing. You see, people's words are connected to their actions. And when believers turn away from evil, their God-honoring speech is then accompanied of doing good. Praise God. How many of you want to do good? Amen, amen. Look what I found in Galatians right up here. Oh, first of all, let's go now to verse 11. Look at this. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him speak what? Peace and pursue it. Praise God. Praise God. Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a blessing to turn? Turn. Bible says turn. Turn away from evil. And here's where I found in Galatians. Look at this. In Galatians 6, 9 through 10. And let us not grow weary. Saints, let me just pause there for right now. You have the word right there on your screen in the corner right up there. Look. I have seen some wonderful saints run a good race. And yet, toward the end of the race, they threw in the towel. They gave up. They went back out in the world. And it's like, wow. And then I've seen some of them God had to take home. And I asked God, well, God, why do you take some of them home that have sinned like that? He says, I'd rather destroy the flesh because I want to save their soul. Wow. Wow. And that scripture is found in scripture. And so I'm here to exhort you this evening, those of you who are walking and running this race, don't give up. Don't grow weary. Look what the Word of God says right up here. Look at this. And let us not grow weary while doing good. For in what? In due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are in the household of faith. Wow. Wow, saints. Look what else I found. I found this in Psalms 37. Look at this. Trust in the Lord and do good. Say that with me at home. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on whose? God's faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Wow. Aren't you so blessed? Saints, to live in peace means more than simply the absence of conflict. Effective peacemakers must work hard at peace. Why? Because they build good relationships, knowing that peace is a byproduct of commitment. Praise God, praise God. Look what I found in Romans here, in Romans 12, 18. Look at this. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Are you catching that, saints of God? Live peacefully. That's right, peaceably with all men. I found this also in Corinthians. Look at this. Finally, brethren, farewell. Become complete. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace. There it is. Live in peace. And the God of love and peace will be with you. Let me just ask this question. Do you want to live a life of torment, anxiety, fear? Or how about the peace of God that surpasses all understanding? To know that God is with us, no matter what we go through, God wants to bless you and keep you in his perfect will. But there's something we must do. We must receive his peace. We must give God all that we go through. Lay it at his feet. Why? Because he cares for us. God truly cares for you and I. And he will never leave us nor forsake us. You see, my friends, back then in this time that we're reading, they anticipate problems and deal with them before they occur. You see, my friends, when conflicts arise, peacemakers bring them into the open and deal with them before they grow unimaginable. Wow. Wow, saints. So we're coming in for a close for this Bible study. And I'm going to look at our last verse right up here. Let's go here. In verse 12. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who what? Who do evil. Saints, God will watch over those who do right. Nothing happens to God's people that He has not allowed for some type of purpose in their life. Praise God. And whatever happens, God's people know that His promises of blessings, whether in this life or in the life to come, are certain. Oh, that's right. Look what it says in Psalms 34. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Wow! That's what's in store for them, saints. Those who do not turn to God, those who do not even know God. Saints, not only are the Lord's eyes open and watching, but His ears are open to their prayers. He listens when His people call to Him. He knows all their needs, praise God. He hears their prayers and their sufferings, praise God. Oh, yes, He does. Look what I found in Psalms to prove that. Look at this. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Did it say some? All their troubles, praise God. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. Praise God. Praise. Let this word tonight comfort you that are going through right now. You see, saints, these scriptures, these words would have been a great comfort to these suffering Christians during this time and the time that we live in now. Not only were they seen, heard, and ultimately protected, but those who hurt them would be judged. Wow. Well, that's right. Believers are not to retaliate. Instead, they must trust that God will avenge the wrongs His people have suffered. Oh, yes, He will. Oh, yes, He will, saints of God. Why? Because the Lord, He's the final judge. Listen, Jesus said it clearly. Judge not lest you be judged. So we're not to judge anyone. And if anyone's done you wrong, God will take care of them. Oh, that's right. That's right. Listen, many of us have been appointed, anointed, and approved. Oh, that's right. I like to say that God has given us His AAA card. And whatever God allows in your life, in my life, nothing got by Him as a surprise. It's all to cause us to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, that's right. But let me just say this. The evildoers that do commit wrongful acts against the righteous, God will judge severely, either in this life or the next. And the next, for those unbelievers, I wouldn't want to trade shoes with them. How many are so blessed to know that God has saved us, that God has sanctified us, that God has filled us with the Holy Spirit of promise. And now we are eternally secure unto the Lord. We are His children of the Most High God. Oh, that's right. I am so blessed knowing that He has gone away to prepare a place for you and I. That wherever our heart is, that's where He will be. And I hope our heart is looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. That God will go before us. That God will pave the way. That God has already planned everything out in our life that we would walk by faith and not by sight. See, God wants us to walk in faith knowing that He has already secured everything. That He's already prepared our path so that we can have victory at the end of this call. You see, many have been called, but few have been chosen. We have been chosen by God. And I know He's coming very soon. He's gone to prepare a place, as I just mentioned. But maybe you're watching for the very first time. Maybe. Just maybe. I don't know that. But God does. God knows all things. Can I get an amen? He knows all things. And my friends, if you're watching for the very first time, second time, third time, I don't know. And maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe you stumbled onto this Bible study tonight. And if you did, it was God's perfect will that you would. That you would hear God calling you right now. And it's not the sound of my voice, but it's the Spirit of God that lives inside this vessel that you're watching right now. My friends, I'm going to ask the Amazing Grace family to pray with me, to pray for you, that you may give your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, just like we have. And watch them do the miraculous. All the Bible is saying is repent. What does repent mean? That means turn. You're walking the course of this world. And God is saying, I want you to make an about face and turn to me. The Bible says, turn from your wicked ways. Turn from your evil ways. Ask God to forgive you for every sin you ever committed. And humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And then watch Him lift you up. Watch God come in like a rushing mighty wind and fill your entire being with His love. You'll have love you cannot even comprehend. And all the people that hurt you or you, the people that you want to hurt and vice versa, God will melt that away. And you'll have a love in your heart that was never there. And then God will place that. He did it for me. Oh, that's right. Ex-game banger and drug user and foul mouth user. And He has done a miracle. Some of you who knew me in my teens and my young adulthood can confirm. But a lot of you, 34 years later, after I got saved at the age of 30, some of you never knew my life. One thing I'm so very blessed is 26 years ago when I married my wife, Yolanda, I never knew her past and she never knew mine. And so we never experienced the world. We've only experienced God's grace and His hand upon our life as a born-again believer, a child of God. And when we got married, God knitted our hearts together. He plucked His flower from His garden and presented it to me. And she became my all in all. She's my everything. And God will bless you too. But first thing is first. Surrender your life to the Lord Jesus and watch Him do the miraculous. I'm going to ask that you would bow your heart and your head with me and pray this prayer by faith and ask God to do a miracle in your life and watch God do something that you could have never done on your own strength with your own power. It'll be the Holy Spirit, His power to do the mighty work. Bow your heart and your head and pray this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I'm a sinner. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me, and the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me from all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my heart. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God a shout of praise. Someone just gave their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are so mighty thankful and blessed that you logged in this evening and gave your heart. Listen, we want to get to know you. Down below you, as you see our banner, that's our website. On our website is our phone number and also our email on how to reach us. What we want to do is just pray with you, put a Bible in your hand, and watch you grow. And if you're not living around here locally, we can point you to a good church that'll preach and teach the unadulterated Word of God. And so, my friends, I'm so blessed that you tuned in this evening. We concluded 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 7 through 12. We will continue with verse 13 next week. And I love expository teaching, teaching line by line, precept upon precept, book by book, chapter by chapter, verse by verse. Praise God, praise God. And so I'm going to pray our benediction to be dismissed this evening. And it goes just like this. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His shalom, His peace, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Saints of God, on behalf of Sister Yolanda and myself, we want to say thank you so much for continuing to bless our ministry. Praise God. Down below, as you can see, donations are deeply appreciated as well. And so I'm looking forward this coming Sunday at 10 a.m. We're located at 5305 Sweetwater Road in beautiful Bonita. And 10 o'clock is our praise and worship, followed by the Word of God. I believe we're also having a potluck lunch. Bring your goodies. And then 1 o'clock will be our healing rooms. Praise God. Looking forward to seeing you all. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye now.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.